15奉贤区2015年初三英语模拟练习
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Danny's father bought him a new English-Chinese dictionary as a new term gift.
Danny's father bought him a new English-Chinese dictionary as a new term gift.
2. More and more young men are keen on computer games, but they are bad for their health.
More and more young men are keen on computer games, but they are bad for their health.
3. It is fun for children to make snowmen in winter.
It is fun for the children to make snowmen in winter.
4. It's a school rule for the students to park their bicycles in order at school.
It's a school rule for the students to park their bicycles in order at school.
5. Henry's ambition is to be a detective like Holmes.
Henry's ambition is to be a detective like Holmes.
6. Paper cutting is a Chinese traditional skill.
Paper cutting is a Chinese traditional skill.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7.I like yellow and white. What about you, Miss Green?
My favorite color is orange.
Question. What color does the woman like best? I like yellow and white. What about you, Miss Green?
My favorite color is orange.
Question. What color does the woman like best? 8. It's going to be hot and sunny tomorrow.
That's great. We can go swimming.
Question.What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? It's going to be hot and sunny tomorrow.
That's great. We can go swimming.
Question. What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? 9. What a tall building. How many floors are there in it?
There are 18 floors. My office is on the 15th floor.
Question. How many floors does the building have? What a tall building.How many floors are there in it?
There are 18 floors. My office is on the 15th floor.
Question. How many floors does the building have? 10. The plane will take off at 9:30.
So we still have 20 minutes.
Question. What time is it now? The plane will take off at 9:30.
So we still have 20 minutes.
Question. What time is it now?11. You must be careful. That car nearly hit you.
But I want to catch the bus.
You mustn't cross the road now. There's much traffic. It is dangerous.
Sorry, I won't do it next time.
Question. Where are they talking? You must be careful. That car nearly hit you.
But I want to catch the bus.
You mustn't cross the road now. There's much traffic. It is dangerous.
Sorry, I won't do it next time.
Question.Where are they talking? 12. Shall we go to visit the Science and Technology Museum this weekend?
That sounds fine. How shall we go there? By bus or by underground?
Underground Line 2 is too crowded. Since it's not far, let's call a taxi.
Question. How will they go to the Science and Technology Museum?
Shall we go to visit the Science and Technology Museum this weekend?
That sounds fine. How shall we go there? By bus or by underground?
Underground Line 2 is too crowded. Since it's not far, let's call a taxi.
Question. How will they go to the Science and Technology Museum?
13. What's your dream job in the future, Tom?
My parents want me to become a doctor, but I want to be an artist.
Wonderful. I want to be a teacher, just like my mother.
Question: What does the boy's mother do?
What's your dream job in the future, Tom?
My parents want me to become a doctor, but I want to be an artist.
Wonderful. I want to be a teacher, just like my mother.
Question: What does the boy's mother do?
14. How was your trip to South Africa?
It was so cool. We drove around in the Jeep and tried to get really close to the wild animals, like lions.
Really? You weren't frightened?
No, not really. It was quite safe inside the Jeep, and our guide was very experienced.
Question: What are they talking about? How was your trip to South Africa?
It was so cool. We drove around in the Jeep and tried to get really close to the wild animals, like lions.
Really? You weren't frightened?
No, not really. It was quite safe inside the Jeep, and our guide was very experienced.
Question: What are they talking about? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Wang An was born in Shanghai, China in 1920. He came to America at the age of 25. He studied at Harvard, a famous university near Boston. He was very clever and soon got a doctor's degree from Harvard. In 1951, Wang An started a small company. It had only one room and two workers. The company made calculators and computers. By 1985, Wang had 30,000 workers and he made $3 billion. Wang's company was one of the most successful in the world. Money did not change Wang An. He lived with his wife in the same house outside Boston. He had only two suits at one time, and they were always gray. Wang An's life was his company. He made his son, Fred, president of the company in 1986. Wang An died in 1990. People in America will remember this great man. He was generous and liked to give money. We find his name in places like the Wang Center for the Performing Arts or the Wang Institute in Boston.
请再听一遍。
Wang An was born in Shanghai, China in 1920. He came to America at the age of 25. He studied at Harvard, a famous university near Boston. He was very clever and soon got a doctor's degree from Harvard. In 1951, Wang An started a small company. It had only one room and two workers. The company made calculators and computers. By 1985, Wang had 30,000 workers and he made $3 billion. Wang's company was one of the most successful in the world. Money did not change Wang An. He lived with his wife in the same house outside Boston. He had only two suits at one time, and they were always gray. Wang An's life was his company. He made his son, Fred, president of the company in 1986. Wang An died in 1990. People in America will remember this great man. He was generous and liked to give money. We find his name in places like the Wang Center for the Performing Arts or the Wang Institute in Boston. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Do you know the classroom customs in America? Are they the same as ours? In America, if the teacher asks a question, you are expected to give an answer. If you do not understand the question, you should put up your hand and ask the teacher to repeat it. If you do not know the answer, it is all right to tell the teacher that you do not know. Then he or she knows what you need to learn. There is no excuse for not doing your homework. If you are absent, you should call your teacher or someone who is in your class and ask for the task. It is your responsibility to find out what tasks you have missed. It is not the teacher's responsibility to remind you of missing tasks. Be on time. It is thought rude to be late. If you're coming late, be sure to do it quietly.
Have your books and papers out of your bag before you come into the classroom. Then go to your seat and sit quietly. In the USA, it is not necessary to knock before you enter the classroom. If you must leave during class, do it quietly. There is no need to ask the teacher's permission. Entering a teacher's office or any other office with a closed door without knocking first is not polite. Knock first and then wait to be invited in.
请再听一遍。
Do you know the classroom customs in America? Are they the same as ours? In America, if the teacher asks a question, you are expected to give an answer. If you do not understand the question, you should put up your hand and ask the teacher to repeat it. If you do not know the answer, it is all right to tell the teacher that you do not know. Then he or she knows what you need to learn.There is no excuse for not doing your homework. If you are absent, you should call your teacher or someone who is in your class and ask for the task. It is your responsibility to find out what tasks you have missed. It is not the teacher's responsibility to remind you of missing tasks. Be on time. It is thought rude to be late. If you come in late, be sure to do it quietly.Have your books and papers out of your bag before you come into the classroom. Then go to your seat and sit quietly. In the USA, it is not necessary to knock before you enter the classroom. If you must leave during class, do it quietly. There is no need to ask the teacher's permission. Entering a teacher's office or any other office with a closed door without knocking first is not polite. Knock first and then wait to be invited in.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。